love celebrating FFA week. It's always a fun time because you meet some of the best young people out there. And I had a chance to hang out with some of this crew last week at the Christian County Hopkinsville Speech Contest. You guys held your speaking day over at Hopkinsville Community College. And Lainey's sister, Corinna, was my intern a few years ago, and now she's big time. She's gone on from being my intern to being on TV. Is she in Huntsville now? Is that right, Lainey?
Yes, she's in Huntsville.
Yeah, so we're proud of her. She's on the television in Huntsville. Started out in Montgomery, Alabama, didn't she? And moved to Huntsville.
Well, she went from Bowling Green to Montgomery. Huntsville. So she's moving up.
Proud Hilltopper. So go Western. In case my daughter's hearing that, listen to that. She'll give me a hard time about that. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Hopkinsville FFA. Lainey, tell us about what you do in the FFA.
So I'm the president, and one thing we do is we try and encourage a lot of the younger kids, and that really came out last week whenever we had speaking day. It's really encouraging to see a lot of the younger kids who wouldn't usually speak or wouldn't speak their opinion, you know, go out and talk about something that they might not know a lot about, but they're going to learn about it, and they're going to do their research, and they're going to make it happen. So that's really encouraging.
I think it's fantastic. So what are some activities you guys are doing this week for National FFA Week?
So yesterday, or Monday morning, excuse me, we started out and we had breakfast at Holiday Burger. And that was really fun. Everyone was super tired, but it was Farmer's Day off at school, so we got to wear pajamas. And then yesterday was Show Your FFA Pride. And a lot of our students and members wore their jackets to school, and that was really cool to see. And then we had a potluck last night, and that had a really good turnout. We had a movie playing, and a lot of people were playing games. And then today is hat day, and that's going to be fun, I'm sure. Don't get to wear hats at school, so.
Yeah, you do get to wear hats for
yeah. Often. Yeah, so. And then we also have our Green Hand Banquet for our members in the Principles of Ag class. So first-time ag students get to get their Green Hand Award on Friday. We also have Alumni Tractor Day on Friday.
Okay.
So we're asking if anyone's listening, if you were in FFA at HHS, if you would like to participate in Alumni Tractor Day, reach out to us and we can get you on the list.
Are you driving a tractor from Herndon that day?
I think I'm going to ride with my cousin Brian.
That sounds good. Because it may be a little far drive from Herndon, but it can be fun.
Yeah.
Up Lafayette Road, but it's a slow trip up Lafayette Road, but it'd be fun. So sounds good. So tell me about your SAE. What do you do in the FFA?
So I've been raised in agriculture. My papaw had cows all my life. We had cows and goats and sheep, and now at my family's farm we have cows. So we run a cow-calf operation on some heifers that come in. We get them bigger, send them off, get some more. So that's pretty much how that goes.
I like that. Involved a lot of speaking contests, activities like that too in the FFA?
Yes.
Are you? What are you going to speak about?
So I said a speech about beef last week, and then I get to move on to regionals. So we're going to Murray State. I know a lot of our members are going as well, so that's pretty exciting.
It's a fun time, that's for sure. So what do you think the FFA is going to do for you in your life?
I think already, and it's showing, it's given me opportunities like this to speak on the radio and to go to Fargo, North Dakota for a conference, and a lot of things that typically a high school student isn't able to do, we get to do. So I think really it's not thinking small, like it's giving you a bigger future.
Sure. What's going on in Fargo now, South Dakota? What's happening?
We went to a Next Generation conference through National FFA, and Camden Parker and Anthony Webster went as well, Miss Gillum, of course.
Right.
And we learned about emerging technologies, so what's coming next in agriculture, and a lot about that.
What time of year did you go?
September.
Okay, so when is snow out there?
No.
They get real snow out there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They make ours look like a dusting.
Right.
Well, Lainey, congratulations on what you do in the FFA, and good luck as you continue in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, so great to have her with us. And who else wants to be next? Next one to take the microphone. Everybody's jumping up and excited about it, so I'll come on in here. Yes, let the ladies rule here. Leave the guys. The guys will get on when they get on. What's your name and what do you do in the FFA?
My name is Grace Kanzler, and I'm Leadership Executive Committee Chair.
Well, so what all does that involve?
Basically, my biggest goal has kind of just like getting people to join FFA. It kind of like seems like there would be like some rules and regulations about it, but really anyone can be an FFA. I feel like our chapter has really grown like since I've been in it.
So any particular fun things that you look forward to in FFA week?
Nothing particular. Tractor Day is always fun just because you see everybody and it's just a cool experience.
You driving a tractor in or riding with somebody? Or what?
I'm not, but I can't wait to watch everybody do. Oh,
that's fun. I love Tractor Day. Mm-hmm. It's always a lot of fun for sure. So what's your SAE? What are you doing in the FFA?
So I currently am a co-op student and I work at the judge executive's office. Okay. So it's really been a great experience for me, like in agriculture, just learn things about the county.
Is he a tough boss?
No.
No, okay. He's a softie.
Yeah.
I've known Judge Gillum for many years, good friend for many years. And so he said he was going to come have breakfast with you guys on Monday, but he walked in. He said, I didn't think I could get breakfast done in time to get to the radio. So he came to be on the radio with us instead. So, what do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
It really gives you a lot of connections in life. I think I wouldn't know all the people I do through FFA, and especially later in life, like you're still always going to know people through FFA.
I think it's fantastic. Well, good luck as you continue then, though.
Thank you.
Have fun in Tractor Day.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun. So, all righty, who is next of all? And this young lady, what's your name?
My name is Courtney Scott.
Courtney, what do you do in the FFA?
I am currently not an officer or a chair member of the executive committee, but I do volunteer a lot, and I go to many of the activities that we have here in the FFA chapter.
What are some of your favorite activities you do?
Some of my favorite activities are definitely the field trips. I've gone to National Convention, and I made many friends there. Field Day at Murray State is probably a really fun one, too, because we get to see everyone from all around the state.
Friends at the National Convention. What's the farthest away you made a friend from?
Ooh, the farthest away I made a friend from was probably North Dakota.
Do they talk different up there?
A little bit, yeah.
Have a little translation between the two of you, right?
I
like
yeah.
that. So what's your SAE? What do you do?
My SAE, I currently help out cleaning horse stables on the weekends and a nearby horse ranch, Circle T. It is in Cerulean, if any of you guys know it. I currently help out with trail rides there sometimes.
Nice. So you enjoy that, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think the FFA is going to do for you in your life?
I really hope it helps me build a future career path. I would love to be a large animal vet.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I'm in the animal science pathway right now, and it has definitely helped me a lot.
Who's teaching that? Who teaches
Miss Thomas.
Miss Thomas teaches that? Okay, I wonder who taught. So she's a pretty good teacher.
She's a really good
she's
teacher.
She's here in the room. You got to be careful
now. Oh, yeah, she's
now.
Right there.
Well, good luck as you continue. Hope to see you out there as a large animal vet one of these days.
Yes.
There's a real need for that, for sure.
If you guys ever need anything, call me.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you very much. All right, got the gentleman now. You guys have put it off as long as possible. What's your name?
My name is Camden Parker.
What do you do in the FFA, Cameron?
I try and participate in any FFA activities or events that come up and try to be as very active as possible.
Do you have a favorite event you'd like to participate in or just?
Really any of them, but I think my favorite thing was the field trip to Fargo, North Dakota, is what Lainey said, for our Next Gen conference, sorry. It was a really fun time. I got to meet different people from different chapters across the state, and it was really cool.
What'd you learn there? What's your favorite thing you learned there?
It was definitely probably that, like, John Deere. They had their company. We got to tour their facility and stuff like that. It was really interesting.
Well, good. So tell us about your SAE.
Probably like at our school, mm-hmm. we take care of our chicken coops and chickens and stuff like that.
It's a hard job?
Yeah. It's not that hard.
How many chickens you guys have?
Probably about...
four?
Yeah, like six. Five or six, yeah. We do.
Babies.
Yeah,
babies.
Like 10 chicks probably.
All right, that's fun, yeah. And so you enjoy taking care of them.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. What do you think the FFA is going to do for you in your life?
The FFA has... It's done many things in my life. It's given me many opportunities to be with more FFA members, make friends. It's kind of like a family to me, and because I was really shy my freshman year, and they welcomed me. They were very welcoming. Yeah,
I think it's fantastic. Good luck as you continue in the FFA after FFA too. So how about that? All right, Mr. Giltner, come on in here. He's got his name on his shirt. It's easy. It's easy to call you out. So, what? Tell me about you and what do you do in the FFA?
Well, my name is Leighton Giltner, and what I do in the FFA, I'm at the executive committee, and I really just do whatever Miss Gilman and Miss Thomas ask me to do.
Smart man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You learn well, and all the ladies behind you too, right?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. So executive committee. What is the executive committee?
It's you know, everyone knows the president or the, you know, anything else. I'm just going to say the president. But, you know, it's just kind of like, to me, it's like the stepping stones to get there. Like, if I want to be the president next year, you got to be this first, you know. It's just, you know, it's a learning thing.
Learn to be a part of a team. That's how it gets very important. So, what is your SAE?
Well, everybody knows a babysitter, but I'm a dog sitter.
A dog sitter? Okay.
Yeah. I watch people's dogs and, That's what I do. I mean, I'll stay there. I'll go check on them. Or, you know, if you want me to stay the night, I'll do that.
Nice to know.
You know, but that's my SAE.
Do you take care of chickens, too?
I have taken care of chickens.
All right.
I take care of any animal, really.
A dog and chicken sitter you could be.
Or cat or anything.
Or cat or whatever.
I don't know.
You may be hired from Alan Watts.
I was
going
to say,
right?
We need that from time to time when I travel. So
yeah.
we may have to talk again.
Just call me and I'll do that.
So, in addition to that, what do you think the FFA is going to do for you in your life?
You know, before I came to Hoptown, I didn't even know what FFA was because I came from a school that didn't even have FFA. I never heard about it, but I feel like I never really knew what I wanted to go to college for, but maybe I'll go to college for like agriculture or something because I'm really interested in it now, thanks to my teachers over here.
All right. Are you better with big dogs, small dogs, or all-size dogs?
All dogs. I love all dogs. And
that's
a
good thing.
You know, small, medium, large. Doesn't matter to me. I'll take care of it.
Sounds good. Well, listen, Leighton, thank you very much. Good luck as you continue in the future. And dog, cat, and chicken sitting, he's a man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, let's get Miss Thomas and Miss Gillum in and talk a little bit with us about what you guys do in the FFA and at Hopkinsville High School. Whoever wants to go first, come on over, Miss Thomas and Miss Gillum. You guys can have a microphone each there. And you're in your second, third year?
This is my third year at Hopkinsville,
second year teaching ag. And so what do you teach in ag?
I cover most of our animal science classes, so that's animal science and vet science. I teach all of our principles of agri-science classes and cover our small power pathway, too.
I like that. So, Ms. Gillum, what do you teach?
I teach the dual credit and all of the ag business courses, and then the one plant science that we teach. Due to not having a greenhouse, we don't teach a whole lot of that right now. And this year I have picked up a small animal in equine, which I enjoy that subject matter, so I was happy to pick that back up. And did I say dual credit also? And ag business mainly is what I focus on.
Your dual credit. Okay, sounds good. So tell us about the Hopkinsville FFA chapter, how many members you guys have, and whoever wants to talk about some of the activities you guys do each year.
We have about 270 members on our roster right now, which is really great, especially since we are just a two-teacher program. I feel like we get to reach a lot of the school. And I'll let Ms. Gillum talk about our FFA week. Yeah.
This week, FFA week has been a great success so far. And as soon as I leave here, I'll text the cupcake ladies. We always do that for teacher appreciation. Bring them a cupcake around for FFA week. Jacket day is always a good time. Movie night last night was a big success. A lot of people brought food and participated. And so we've just really been celebrating all week long. And, you know, tractor day. Our program is a little different. You know, our demographic has changed over the years. It's not the same as it was 10, 20 years ago. We don't have as many on-the-farm kids as a lot of schools do. So we've invited the military to come participate in our tractor day, and they'll be bringing some large equipment and some other things like that, just to let the kids be exposed to some different things. And they also wanted to help celebrate us as well.
Everybody loves big tractors and equipment, don't
yes.
they?
Yes.
that's great. And, you know, Ms. Thomas, you and I were talking the other night at the speech contest. And, you know, what you and Ms. Gill mentioned this, that many of your students are not traditionally farm students, but FFA has so many programs today to reach out to all students who have an interest in any type of agriculture or rural life.
Right. We it's really awesome to see that we get to reach so many different kinds of students. I think that our students at Hopkinsville really do think that they have a place in our program, that you don't have to look a certain way, you don't have to act a certain way. And that's really special because, especially for us as teachers, we get to establish relationships with all different kinds of kids. So it's really cool to see, especially taking freshmen who are shy, and you know, we kind of seek students out, and then their senior year they're doing things like coming and being on the radio or doing a speech contest. So the growth we get to watch is really amazing too.
I think that's for sure. So, Ms. Gillum, why did you want to become an FFA advisor and ag teacher?
That's just what I was sitting here thinking about, Alan. Because when I was in high school, even then, I noticed it had a place for everybody. You know, there's a national band. There's national talent. There's Agri-Science Fair. There is a place for every single kid. So you don't have to be a public speaker or a farmer or anything like that. And I think a lot of parents may not always know that until their child is involved in it. And so we do want to just get the word out there that we have a lot to offer your children, you know, no matter what they're going into, becoming a better public speaker, a better leader, being exposed to emerging technologies, and just networking with people in the community is going to be a valuable tool for each and every one of us. So that's what you can get in the FFA.
And you never know when you get involved where you're going to go. I was talking with State President Aiden Manley. I visited with him on my phone last week for an interview that will play next week. And actually, I think Josh will play it later this week. But he said, you know, he said, when I got in the FFA, I had no thoughts. I ever wanted to speak, never wanted to speak in a contest, never wanted to be on the stage, never wanted to be in front of anybody. And he said, went to FFA camp one summer, and he said, totally changed my life. He said, next thing I know, I'm running for regional office. Next thing, I'm state president. And he said, you never know how FFA can change your life and what you do in it after you get involved. So,
think about a student we had giving a speech this week. It's the only time I was tempted to say, you don't have to do it, because she was so scared, you know, on the verge of tears. But I said, you know, it's probably not going to be that good. But I just want you to read it. I just want you to say it, because the next time it's going to be a little less bad. Exactly. And a little less bad. And by next year, it'll be better. You know, you could win. Mm-hmm. So for me, this chapter, it's not about winning. Uh-huh. It's not about how many gold plaques we get or how many, you know, how much recognition we get for winning. It's about growth for me with these kids.
Right. You guys do a great job. And good luck at regional competition. I hope you guys do well. Bring home some hardware there and just have some great experience with your young people. And so, great job, guys. Thank you so much. Happy FFA week to you guys. Hopkinsville FFA with us today. Thank you.